Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer, Christine Stone, and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality, Eden Kendall.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. We have a very special episode today, and normally we get through our first what's on our radar part of the show, but we want to bring our guests in right away because anything we can relate to, we know they can relate to as well. Yeah. So we found them on social media and watched them grow exponentially in followers, which was so heartwarming to me. These are the midlifers. It's Suzette and Lisa. So I'll let them further introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about their platform and how they get started. But ladies, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited to be here.
We're so glad to have you. So first of all, let's start with you, Lisa.
Okay.
So Lisa, how did you meet Suzette? I know Christine was going to ask you that. Yes. How did you guys meet each other?
We actually share a back fence. And so 10 years ago, I was in our brand new backyard and my husband and I were looking at our new leaf blower. We thought we were so cool looking at our new leaf blower. And these two people say, hello. And they're standing in our yard. And that's when I found out we had a secret fence.
Gate.
Yeah. Between our fence. Uh-huh. And they said, we're your back neighbors. And we just wanted to introduce ourselves. And I said, they're never going to talk to us again. We're so weird. We're just...
They were very enamored with this leaf blower.
Yeah. Okay. It was like the most exciting part of our day. Midlifer coding. So turns out she's as fun as she is on social media. And we have been in shenanigans ever since. And we decided almost 2 years ago we would start videoing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We did about 30 minutes on Christine's air pressure washer the other day. So oh, we yeah. get it.
You're our people. Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. My husband's like, I didn't know it would be this simple to make you so happy over a $28 Amazon pressure washer. And I'm like, yep, see? It's all it takes.
Yeah.
Certain things are more exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you, Suzette, so you told us that you were like, okay, they're really into this leaf blower. But then when did you guys start talking about aging? And like, was that an immediate bond with each other or? I didn't even ask you how long ago that was.
That was about 10 years ago when we met each other. And the funny thing is Lisa and I are in very different phases of life, even though we're similar ages. Lisa has a 9-year-old and I and 16-year-old and a 13-year-old or 12.
Almost.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, and I have a 24-year-old and twin 22-year-olds. So like we are very, you know, where we are in life is very different. But we both really immediately like to have fun. And I'm kind of like more in my own little cubby of the world. And Lisa is never met a stranger kind of person.
Oh my God, it's like us, Eden.
Just like us. Because you guys have talked about how midlifers are the tweens of getting older, right? Mm-hmm. So can you explain that a little bit?
Well, you know, if you look at your friends in this stage of life, some have just become mothers for the first time. Mm-hmm. They have an infant at home. It's not uncommon to be a 40, 41-year-old who has your first baby. You got married later, you know, you have your first mm-hmm. baby. Meanwhile, you also have your 45, 50-year-old friends who've just become grandparents. Mm-hmm. And so it's this sandwich generation. But what doesn't defy any of us is our aging bodies. Like whether you just had your baby or you're a grandma, you are still in a 45-year-old, 52-year-old body. And there's a lot of things that we can all relate to. So that's where I think we joke. I'm looking at our house over here on the side, but we joke that Mr. Wilson from
Home Improvement,
you know how his nose is like this and he looks over the fence. That's what we're like a lot. I'll say, what are you doing over there? And she'll come back. And so you can only see like about this much of us between the fences. And she would tell me something that happened. I'm like, that just happened to me. Oh my gosh. And so we realized when we started looking at social media that there's a lot of fashion, there's a lot of food, there's a lot of fitness for our age category, but there isn't just straight up fun, or there wasn't, I should say, there wasn't as much fun out there. And just talking about life and talking about our aging bodies and talking about the excitement of this time in life. So we thought, let's give that a shot and share what we're sharing with each other over the fence and see if it resonates.
And one of our earliest videos that really kind of took off was a video called 50 is Different, where we kind of were wearing these, you know, Golden Girls kind of wigs or whatever. And I think, you know, everybody has their own experience, but what we're finding is this midlife is full of vitality. It's full of change. It's full of new things to be discovered. We're not in that older generation yet where we kind of feel like, hey, what we've done, we've done. And that's, again, that's fluid too. You can do whatever you want at any age, but we're also not these inexperienced newbies going, oh, we don't know what's happening. You know, we're kind of in that midpoint of.
There's a lot of second acts. Yeah, we have a lot of friends who've done second acts. They have started raising their kids or raised their kids and they've gone back to nursing school. We have a friend who went back and got her law degree in her 40s with four children at home.
Yeah.
People are doing these second acts. And I think when we were kids, that was unheard of, especially for moms. You don't do a second act in your 40s or 50s. And now we are all encouraging our friends, go do that. Give that a try. Mm-hmm. You want to jump out of a plane? Go do it. Yeah. Like whatever you want to do at this point in life, it's great.
Yeah.
Go celebrate. You want to get a facelift? Great. You want to do nothing? Great. You want to turn gray? Great.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. I think our generation is getting better at embracing people where they're at.
So one of the things I loved that you did, speaking of the wigs, because you were showing how the Golden Girls, I mean, they were 50. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And that's not how 50-year-olds look these days.
Yeah.
But you put in those little pink curlers, you know, the little pink perm rods. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. Like, Christine, do you remember those little pink?
Of course I do. I'm older than all you guys. So I trust me, I'm a 70s teenager, so yes,
yep.
I remember the perms, the pink curlers, the bad shag Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Yes,
please.
Yes, totally.
Yes.
And there's so much of that that we found really unites us. We try to keep a balance on our page of nostalgia and current things like, okay, my HRT patch fell off and got stuck on my jeans versus, you know, let's talk about getting each other home perms. You know, like we kind of have that balance of both of those worlds.
And speaking of that, as long as we're talking about like HRT patches, et cetera, Lisa, have we figured out why your hoo-ha was going off at the airport? Like when you went through the metal detector?
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny. That was funny.
The best part about that is we had gone on this trip really fast. We were coming home. It was just the two of us. We didn't have family with us. And we're coming home. She goes through. She's about 50 or so feet in front of me. And then I go through and they literally yell, they say stop, and then they yell hot box. And I'm like, what? And I'm in a sundress. That's all I have on is sundress.
You have underwear.
Okay, true word. I've got my lingerie on.
A lot of people are saying maybe it was
too far off.
Yeah.
No, but that's, so I have like three pieces of clothing on my body, right? Bra, underwear, and a sundress. And I have sandals and I go through and I'm like hot box and I glance over and Suzette's eyes get this big and the screen shows it literally like a box on the screening. And I said, what do you think is in there? And he did not find me funny at all. I thought I was hilarious. And I said, grab the camera. And Suzette's like, I can't. We're in TSA. I can't. And I said, you better be filming this. And they said, we're going to take you to a private room. I'm like, no, you are not. Whatever you're doing right here with the whole crowd. And then it became the most invasive, awkward, funny, picture a lunge at the gym. And they're like, wider lunge. So I'm in a full, like, split maneuver. And they're doing, and then they say, switch legs. And then they do it from the back. So it's four rounds of lunging. And we are crying. And Suzette's, what was your phrase? You said it was like watching. It's like watching somebody pee. I couldn't look away, but
it was
so
like
awkward.
So personal. You're like, oh my gosh, what is happening? It was so weird.
So by the time they finish, I said, what are you, you know, what is this? And they're like, you can move on. And I said, this is so invasive. This is, you know, whatever. I'm like, but at this point, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm appreciative of the work the TSA people do to keep us safe.
For sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and it's crazy invasive.
Yeah.
Crazy invasive. But when you posted that, the comments, did anyone come up with a possibility of why you
So Dr. Mary Claire, I don't know if you guys follow her.
Yes,
she's amazing, right? And she's like the menopause genius. And several other physicians actually weighed in on it. And they said,
Dr. Mary Claire weighed in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She put it on her page. She put it on her page.
You made it.
The, my hoo ha made it.
It was it. Yeah.
We didn't make it, just a hoo ha. But yeah, so she was talking about that this is a real thing and it's related to heat and sweat. And there's a whole bunch of things that can go with it. I did talk to some TSA people and they say there could be metal products and anything from clothing. A lot of people commented that their Lululemon stuff goes off. I guess there's
particular, heard about that.
Yeah, there's a particular metal in their clothing. Well, I wasn't wearing anything Lululemon, but there's so much that can trigger those machines.
Yeah.
But what it ultimately did was gather this community, right, to laugh. One, you know, you can take that and be angry. You can take it and be humiliated. You can take, there's so many places you can go with that. And however you feel, that is completely valid. We choose to basically make fun of our lives because it's way funnier. She's got the best laugh and it's the most joyous sound in our neighborhood.
I agree. Your laugh is fantastic, Suzanne.
Well, Lisa keeps me in stitches, honestly. I don't know if you've seen the follow-up to the hoo-ha video, but literally 3 hours later, we were landing in Denver. And I was still laughing so hard. Like, I had the wheezes. I was like, oh, my God, it's so funny. You know, like that kind
that
of
may be, that may be one of the most unforgettable travel stories ever.
But now we get to meet people that will be like, oh, my gosh, I've seen you when you were at the airport. And that's our introduction to people. I'm like, well, welcome to my hot hoo-ha.
Yeah.
But there are so many other videos that you've had that are just as funny and planned out. That was just I guess a lucky thing that happened, if you want to say it like that. Sure. But like you talk in one of your videos about things that were so dangerous that we did as kids. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit?
I think it's so funny. A lot of that comes from the comments of our people. We always like to say that we light the, you know, the match, but our comments just are the flame. Ugh. It's so funny. And a lot of times we posted something about the Dr. Scholl's like wood shoes. People are like, I lost so much skin on the back of my leg because of these, or the bike pedals that have like those grippy metal things. We were like, there's so many ways. People are carrying around scars in their 50s from all these dumb things that we did in the 70s and 80s. And so that's kind of, you know, the little, we get little germs of ideas from all of the people who write in and say, oh yeah, I did this. I have a scar from when I was sledding behind a car and it stopped suddenly. And now I have a tailpipe scar, you know, I'm like.
People, we recently did one when everyone was talking about the number of appendages that would have been torn off and they're like, oh, I lost a finger and then had it like sewn back on. Just like, oh my God, this is totally normal. And the number of people who also said, I did this and then I made sure to cover it up so I wouldn't get in trouble because I knew my mom would be mad that I had, you know, lit something on fire in the microwave and singed my hair or whatever it was. And you're just like, yes, we all hit stuff. We all
a lot of unsupervised time. Yeah.
A lot,
right?
A lot in the 70s. As long as you weren't in jail or in the hospital, don't bug me. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
They're working. Whatever it was, there was no supervision unless you got in trouble.
Yeah. You had to walk it off. Whatever it was, walk it off.
Yeah.
Keep going. Rub some dirt on it.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there are parents would say, go outside and play because that's safer. And then the number of things we were like, did you ever jump off of a house? Did you ever did you backflip into somebody's pool from their roof? Sure. Yep. Of course we did.
Like, everybody did.
Yeah.
And we had no social media too. And my mother-in-law called me one day and she said, have you been on your son's social media? He just broke in somewhere and jumped from a roof into a pool. And I'm like, He what now? You know, I mean, it's just like.
And then he said, well, I might have done that, but there's no pictures. And my mother-in-law couldn't figure it out.
No evidence.
I said that to him, too. I'm like, at least be smart enough to not post it. My goodness, like, you kind of such a bad idea. But, you know, all of these little things, I get what you're saying, germs of and I want to get into more of your videos. But I know Chris has some questions kind of more about like how you guys got started with this whole process.
Well, I mean, to have such a successful Instagram, was there someone who helped you? Because we always joke, we are terrible at technology, like the worst. So did you have people who helped you start it, you know, maintain it, now that it's really big, or
like
do you
half
do
a million followers,
or do you do everything yourself?
We do it ourselves. And wow. But to be fair, Lisa has a background in PR, so Lisa has a lot of that, you know, acumen of thinking what would be good, what's our message. When we first started doing this, Lisa's like, let's come up with a mission statement. I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, why would we do that? You know, but it's, I truly believe that's been one of the things that's kept us really focused, because like she said, there's, you know, there's fashion, there's beauty, and so many wonderful creators out there, but we try to stay in our lane with the things that really work for us. So.
And what is your mission statement?
Celebrating aging through laughter.
Yeah.
So I have one other question. Is there any part of age, because I'm 63, so I always joke with her, you just wait. Even 3 years from 60 to 63 is a totally different ballgame. But is there any one thing that really surprised you about aging? Like, where you were like, wow, I mean, I didn't expect that.
Go ahead. I was going to say, for me, I think it's the perpetual denial of how old you actually are. You know, I think you don't, I never think, oh my gosh, I'm 54. Like, that is a number that is just bizarre to me. And I think, you know, when we see people who are older, we're like, of course they're old, you know, but it's so rare for us to think of ourselves in the actual zone that we are in.
That's true. Yeah. I agree.
There's a little bit of invisibility that I always find shocking too. Mm-hmm. Shocking.
I would say the surprise that you're never there. Like, I would say, oh, my eyebrows are falling out. That must be, now I'm there, whatever there is, right? And then I go, oh, my knee skin is drooping. Didn't know that was going to happen. Like, and it's not like it's literally Tuesday, you look down, your knees look normal. Wednesday, you're like, they're gone. Like, whatever, I don't know when that happened, right? But it literally overnight, I'll notice something. We one day were looking and I said, look at my hands. They look like my grandmother's hands. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a moment and she, you know, we're in dry Colorado. She was pinching her skin and saying, she's like, you can hold the skin up. Like,
it tented. It was so horrible. I'm like, oh my gosh.
But we were, and then we're like, oh my gosh, is that a beautiful thing or is that a terrible thing? And how do you look at that? Is that a funny thing? And we both had memories that were positive related to the people that we were looking at our face and our skin. But I didn't notice that until one day I noticed it, and now I can't unsee it. And so I feel like you're never there. You're never done in this aging process. I did a AI of myself going totally gray and aging my skin. And Suzette's like, you look pretty hot for 75. You know, and I'm like, all right. But I look at that and I'm like, that's going to be me. Like, it's hard to embrace that I'm going to keep going in that direction. I'm never going to go in the other direction anymore.
That's exactly. For sure.
And one of the things Christine always says that her mom told her is, you know, you're never going to be this young again. Yeah. Like, whatever you are right now, you should be happy, because you're not going to look this good tomorrow, the next day. You're the youngest right now that you're ever going to be again.
We completely realize that, you know, both of us so far are in good health and we have stable life situations, you know, there's a million things that can happen in life. And so we're just about celebrating the right now, you know.
Well, and I had my first old person injury. I love sports. We're both really active. I happen to play more organized sports. And after 6 days of tennis, I had tore my meniscus. And I knew something was off, but I still continued to play and do stuff. But then I couldn't walk in the evening after whatever I was doing. And finally go in and I said, and I've had plenty of injuries in my life, but I go in and I say, what's wrong here? And they said, oh, you have a tear in your meniscus. I'm like, how long till that repairs? And they said, it doesn't. You have to get surgery. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be doing that. How do we fix this? And he's like, what physical therapy do I need to do? No, you need to go have surgery. And the minute I started telling people I had torn my meniscus and I was going for surgery, everybody, oh, I've had two meniscus. Oh, I've had a full knee. I've had a total hip. Like, all of a sudden I was in a club I didn't want to be in. I'm like, hey, I don't want to be in the old person club of injuries, but thank you. And
all the new joints.
I did. Well, I joined the club. So I'm like, all right, I got a meniscus tear. Got it fixed.
Oh, you did get it fixed?
I did. But it was only like 6 week recovery. I had a short recovery. So it was good.
Oh, that's good.
But now I'm in the club. Everyone wants to share their injuries. I don't want to hear about your hip.
So there's one more video I would love to talk to you about. Well, there's so many, but I don't know if you got my most recent email where I said, let me remind you of these videos. Because
we appreciate a reminder.
I was like, let me remind you of these because I don't remember my own drive to work this morning. I just feel like if I made like some of your videos get millions and millions of views, but that doesn't mean you remember what they were. So it was the one where you were filling out an application to join the Midlifers.
Yeah.
Do you remember what some of those check the box things were that you had to have completed before you were officially one?
Yeah, big one for us, or particularly her, is readers everywhere. She'll say, and my husband is the same way. I'm hanging on to my eyesight slowly.
I'm jealous because my eyesight has just nosedived. It's been so horrible. And I had 20/20 vision my whole life. So
she'll have readers literally on her head. Yeah. She'll have them on her face. She'll have them hooked in her glass, on her shirt. She'll have them in her bag and she'll say, do you know where my readers are?
Yeah, it's so crazy. That's everywhere. It's one of those like legit moments where you're like, oh my gosh, it's me.
If you've bought the 12 pack of the Amazon readers, you are in our club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
We have done that too.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a day when you get up and you go, oh, and you like, shit, you don't just get up and walk. You get out of your chair and you kind of do a little move. Yeah, you're doing it.
You make a noise.
Yes. Yeah.
But then it's like you almost start your engine. You're like, okay, now I'm walking into the kitchen or I'm walking down the hall. But those are moments when you're like, okay, my body is changing. And
when something falls on the floor and you have to pick it up, I always have to say, let me, I have to announce it. Let me just pick this up. And then see.
Okay. Because there's other people who are like, I don't need that bad. And they just keep going.
Yeah. And that's something we try to be really sensitive about. We have some people who are like, I haven't sat on the floor in years. And then we have some people who are like, I just completed my third marathon, you know? So there's a lot of, there's a big spectrum of what is in midlife, you know?
Yeah. And celebrate it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're just here. And also, whatever you feel in that moment is totally okay. We could be laughing and you would be not laughing. I had the pleasure of having Bell's palsy twice.
Oh, my gosh.
And scary. For those of you who don't know what Bell's palsy is, it's partial paralysis of your face. It looks like a stroke, and it presents itself like a stroke. The first time, very scary because I didn't know what it was, but they quickly diagnosed it. But I had a severe case of it, and I still have some leftover. If you freeze frame me sometimes, you can see it. But this, and I have said, for the past couple of years, the one thing I could never do again in my life is Bell's palsy. I just couldn't. It would be too hard. It was emotionally the darkest time in my life. It was very hard, blah, blah, blah. Well, I woke up with it this past summer, again, you know, a year ago, again. And the first call, I texted her and I said, you're not going to believe this. And here I am going through this again. And I was just sobbing. I mean, sobbing. And then she came over and I was like, what do we do with the channel? What do we do? You know, I can't do this. I can't deal with the trolls. What if? And she said, I don't care about the channel. Whatever you want to do, we're going to figure it out. And then after we talked, I was like, okay, I'm going to cry until I go to bed. And then I'm done with it.
Yep.
I only want people around who are willing to laugh with me. And I'm going to get through this faster this time because we are going to laugh. And she's like, okay, and if you're ready to go on, we'll go on. And if you're not ready, we won't go on. God was on our corner because we had actually stalked quite a few videos right before then. And so we had a lot in the hopper. So there was no pressure. But the next morning we woke up and she'll say she didn't make fun of me, but she helped make me make fun of myself. But like after that, we just started laughing and I got much better, much faster this time. And I think it was very healing for me because that's what worked for me was the laughter. So I've never found a time in my life when laughter didn't help heal me.
Wow. To have that twice, though.
Don't do it. It's a do not recommend.
Zero out of 10 recommend.
Yeah. Wow.
It stinks. I know.
Yeah.
That stinks. But that right there is the takeaway that I think we should end on.
Yep.
And that is that laughter truly, as cliche as it sounds, is the best medicine. Friendship is so vital. Sisterhood, like the one the two of you have, the one that Christine and I have. I mean, it makes so much difference to have people that show up for each other. And the community that you ladies have built, bravo. So amazing. We're just so honored that
you
did.
Thank you. We're so excited that the people continue to amaze us, encourage us. Like I said, we're just lighting this little match and people are like, oh my gosh, I've got same thing happened to me. And it's just, it's such an encouraging place to be. And I really hope that we never lose that.
What makes it magical is the community.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys would invest time in us.
Yeah.
The fact that we get to meet you. The fact that we get to grow with all these incredible creators. That is what makes this magical. Genuinely, the community of amazing midlifers around the world who are choosing to tap in and share their joys and their experiences is what is building this. And we're so thankful.
I think our niche is we whine more.
Hey, there's a place for that too. 100%. There's a place for
So we're going to vent and whine and you guys are going to laugh through it and we're all going to be in the same place about it, but we laugh a lot too. So we awesome. Can appreciate it. So let's let everybody know all of the ways they can follow you. Would you do that for us?
Sure.
Tell everyone everything.
Sure. We are on Facebook as midlifers_. We are on Instagram as midlifers_. We are even on TikTok with the young people. It's midlifers_. And we have a small presence on YouTube, which we are growing.
And which is midlifers on YouTube. It's just YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
If you want the best
comments are Instagram.
Yeah.
People are
Instagram
so
have great comments. YouTube, we get most trolls are on YouTube.
And TikTok just makes you feel bad about yourself.
Oh my gosh. 100%.
I mean, I'm on TikTok for my business. And I'm like, I mean, there's nothing that can make you feel older than being on TikTok, period. End of story. Sorry, I just said it.
She said it.
I said it.
There's room for growth in this age group, though, I think. We just
kind of
encourage some more midlifers to kind of try that out. It's a great social media channel. So
I agree. I find it fascinating because I really do think you learn so much from there, but you have to swipe up through a lot of junk to get to like my cucumber salad that I made the other night. You know what I mean? You just you have to get through the junk of the whole storytelling of something of a 25-year-old who's complaining. And all I see is, what are you complaining about? You're 25 years old. You have no complaints yet. Wait.
Oh, yeah, totally. We've done a whole reel on please don't give us reviewers who are 25 for you know, skincare.
I want the reviewers who are over 50 and have stretched those pants to their maximum capacity. Yeah. And tell me if they actually worked.
If you are... voting against the law of gravity, you should not be telling me. You know, I mean, I absolutely know that there are things that you can do and things that you can't do. And when you're 25 years old, you've got elasticity.
100%. That collagen
is you don't really get to tell me.
Everything's great. Yeah.
No wonder the skincare looks good on you.
Oh, yeah. we haven't got to your merch yet. We have to talk about your merch. Real quick, please. Tell us about your merch because it's fantastic.
We got into these hats. We have this great company called Arnie and Ollie, and they is a midlife woman. She's amazing. And
she's local for us. So it's a small business.
It's a small business. And we connected with her and we said, we just would like to wear a couple of hats that we think are pretty unique to us. And this is what we're thinking. And she, like so many people, have been so kind and decided to take a chance on us. And it's just been fun. We have hats to say nope, because we believe in midlife, it's a full sentence. Do you want to go on the carousel?
No.
Like, there's just things, I'm done. I don't want to do, like, do you want to stay up? We go to this concert at 10 p.m. with seats in, you know, on the lawn? No. Like, these kind of things, right? So the joke is the hat. And every time, we also have ones that say wild and fun until 9 p.m. Like, they speak to us. But whenever we wear them, it's funny because even younger kids, like the waitresses will say, where did you get that hat? That's so funny. I want to wear it while I work. You know, nope. Can I have more water? No, I'm done. Like, just so, again, hopefully finding joy, making people laugh in anything that we touch.
Well, you've done that for us today.
Thank you so much. This has been such a fun interview. I really appreciate it.
And if you need laughs, you have to go to their Instagram because I was dying yesterday.
So funny.
So I mean, you guys are so funny.
I mean, I think you had like dozens of thousands. Then you had, I mean, that's how growth happens. But the last time I checked, it was close to 500,000. And I was just like, okay, they're speaking the language people want to speak. So on that note, you are in Denver, I think.
Yeah.
Denver. So our time's different a little bit. So you're probably getting ready for, let's see, for you, it's what, 10:30 maybe when you're recording this? So you're ready for lunch, I'm sure.
And then a nap, and then dinner.
Right. A nap.
It's right. Very cloudy and rainy here today. So okay. It's good.
Well, thank you, ladies, again. We really appreciate it.
And, thank you so much.
And we're going to be right back, everybody, with more and your organizational tip of the day. June is Men's Health Month, and it's time to talk about what really matters. Mental health isn't weakness, it's strength. But too many men are told to tough it out, push it down, and stay silent. That ends now. 1 in 4 adults, including men, experience a mental health condition. And Hearts for Minds is here to break the stigma. Whether it's you, your brother, your dad, or your friend, mental health deserves attention. Visit heartsforminds.org to access resources, connect with care, and start the conversation that could change everything. You don't have to do this alone. Visit heartsforminds.org. All right, we are back, and we said goodbye to our special guests, the midlifers, and we're here now for our organizational tip of the day.
Okay, this sounds basic, and people are probably like, no kidding, but I see this all the time. If you take it off, hang it back up, because that starts the throwing of the clothes on a chair in your room, or the exercise equipment, or on the ground, or on the floor. It just starts everything, and I see it all the time. I'll say, oh, is this dirty, dry cleaning? No, I just didn't hang it back up. It takes such a little amount of time, and once you get into the habit of taking it off, hanging it back up, and if you don't love it, you know my theory of dropping it in the donation bag or the consignment bag, whatever you want to call it. But if it's something that you have taken off, even if you've decided not to wear it that day, hang it back up. It's these little tiny things that will keep you organized.
It's those minute little behaviors. I understand that for sure. All right. Well, this was a really, really fun episode. I just really enjoyed it. I would have I could have just sat back and just listened to those two have a conversation all day long. And they don't have a podcast, but they definitely have a lot of short content on social media that is definitely worth your time to check out, midlifers_. So I guess the way we can close this one is, you know, with any situation that comes your way, not suggesting you can immediately laugh at it, because you heard Lisa say she cried for a full day, but then she decided that she could let it go.
And don't look back.